ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA is giving Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to fix quality control problems and meet safety standards for its new planes. That is, the FAA finishes an audit of assembly lines at the factory near Seattle where Boeing builds the 737 MAX and other jetliners. President Biden getting his annual physical at Walter Reed Army Medical Center today, while in Rome, Pope Francis is at the hospital.
Pope Francis visiting a Rome hospital to undergo diagnostic tests after reporting slight flu-like symptoms with no fever, according to the Vatican. The Pope saying on Wednesday, I still have a bit of a cold, so I have asked Bishop Campanelli to read the catechesis. The Pope is 87 years old. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a robust 3.2% in the final quarter of 2023. Growth has now topped 2% for six straight quarters. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for information in the week-long search for a missing boy from Two Rivers. That's on top of the $1,000 reward the local Crime Stoppers chapter is offering. Elijah Vu has been missing since last Tuesday. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect and are not telling authorities where the three-year-old might be. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year Wisconsin law bans feticide but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new restaurant is opening up in Superior this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the old Grizzlies location on Tower Avenue in Superior will now play host to the Boulder Tap House. Manager partner Rick Lampton, who had overseen Grizzlies since 1994, says it was time for a fresh start after Grizzlies had undergone five remodels. He believes the new Boulder Tap House will give residents a big city restaurant type feel and attract customers from all over the area. The finishing touches are being put on the restaurant this week. If you think your favorite burger spot is the best in Wisconsin, now's your chance to find out. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin until March 24th. Customers or restaurant owners can submit the nominations for the contest. Finalists will get a certificate from the Beef Council and will be eligible for a surprise secret taste test by the contest judges. The winner of the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin contest will be announced on May 1st. Nominations can be submitted online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast. Very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs will only climb to the teens, but with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Currently, it's 4.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gave team, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wednesday, I've got Reggie Jackson on to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome. Words are hard. Matt Nair on air. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Feel free to call or text at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or former Twitter. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a guest with us in studio, Rich Barnhouse. We've had the chance to talk to before. He's the president of WCTC, and we're going to be talking about AI technology and the really important part that WCTC is playing in this and why it is important for Wisconsin and, and really just technology going forward. So excited to be talking to him coming up at 11:33, at 11:50, as she does now every Wednesday. It's Wednesday Weather and Wine with our civic media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, going to talk about the end of fake spring in Wisconsin.
Fake spring.
Fake spring and what is going to be coming next and see where things are heading. So Brittany will be joining us coming up at 11:50. Right now, though, we're going to talk about consumer hacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Inflation is a big discussion, even though, again, our the U.S. inflation rate right now, according to a chart that I found from Trading Economics, United States inflation rate right now is 3.1%. Better than many other countries. Brazil, 4.51%. Australia, 4%. Argentina has an inflation rate of 254%.
I mean,
we'll see how it goes with their new president and how that all shakes out. But I found this article about people trying to get around paying higher prices.
Yeah.
I personally feel that one of the reasons why prices have stayed so high is corporate greed. They do it because they can.
Yes.
Prices haven't come down because we keep buying it.
Yes.
So people who are fed up with prices that are still about 19% above average before the pandemic, in grocery stores, more and more folks are shifting away from name brands to either generic or the store brand items, going to discount stores, or just buying fewer items like snacks or fancy gourmet foods.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your consumer hack? How are you dealing with the high prices? Are we going back to coupon clipping? Can you still find coupons? Do people still coupon?
Oh, they've made TV shows off of it. People like extreme couponing.
I didn't know that that was... I knew that was a thing a few years ago. I didn't realize that was still a
thing. Oh, I'm sure they're still doing it. But nowadays, all you need is their rewards card, and it will automatically give you all the deals. So that way you don't have to present coupons.
True.
But, I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, there's a lot of products where I buy the store version of it because it's cheaper and it's just as good. And a lot of times those are being made by either the same company or a company just the higher high quality. If you look at Costco, their Kirkland brands are all being made by name, not all, I shouldn't say all. A lot of Kirkland brand clothing, liquor, items are being made by top shelf companies. And they're cheaper, and they're just as quality. So yeah, I mean, I'm gonna buy soup that's, you know, whatever, like that's a half a buck cheaper.
Essentials.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of Lipton or Campbell's.
Yeah, I mean, it's it just makes sense. I don't know anyone who needs to have like I must eat Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Are we still brand loyal?
I'm not.
Would you buy a knockoff ketchup?
I have. I have one in my kitchen right now.
What is it?
It's like Roundy's.
Ketchup is ketchup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I am not someone who demands and who has such a high palate, and I do not demand the finest food. So if that food is wrapped in a Roundy's container or whatever the fish would be, but like, I don't care. It's probably going to eat the same to me.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, talking about consumer hacks and how you were getting around or dealing with the higher prices at the grocery store. Calvin, what about you? You don't look like a coupon clipper to me.
No, I'm brand loyal to certain things. Like, it depends.
Like
I don't like generic soda tastes generic to me.
Like, so what brand are you loyal to?
Well, I really like Squirt. That's kind of the one soda.
I drink a lot of Squirt.
Yeah. I can't tell you why. My dad my whole life has drank Mountain Dew exclusively, and I don't know, I guess I kind of decided that Squirt was my Mountain Dew.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
What is the knockoff of Squirt?
I don't know. You don't see a lot
it's
of
like 50-50 or
well, just a lemon lime.
Squat.
Tony on the live stream says, or I'm sorry, Andrew in Maine says, I am loyal to my family. Brands have not earned my loyalty.
There you go. Jack from Merrimack texted in saying, Business Insider and the Wall Street Journal, roughly 2/3 of the so-called quote-unquote inflation is caused by corporate greed, corporations increasing prices because they can, and then blaming quote-unquote inflation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tony Zimmerman said Quick Trip has a lot of deals. I know that. I have a Quick Trip card. Okay, you know what? I'm brand loyal to Quick Trip. They have amazing food.
Tony says Quick Trip has a lot of deals in their app. I still prefer the Civic Media app. Oh, Quick Trip doesn't have Greg and Jane. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. But they can if they want for a price. Free sandwiches.
Joe, Squirt is grapefruit, not lemon lime, Jane.
Excuse me, Joe. No need for the exclamation point.
That's fine.
Stow the tune. Dave from Waukesha says, we're not poor by any means, but we're also not rich whatsoever. We deal with higher prices by shopping at different groceries for different products. Aldi for produce, which is, and actually I would say Cermak for produce too.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very affordable, very good. Aldi for produce and some knockoff. Stuff bulk at Woodman's, sales on meats either at Meijer or Pick and Save. And then Lynn says, Lynn loves Squirt or any grapefruit soda.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's where you can find the deals, and it's really not different from any time. Like, people have always been searching for deals. People always have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got the place where you get your meats, you got the place where you get your fruits. But yeah, brands like that, I think Andrew said it best. They don't have your loyalty. They shouldn't have your loyalty. And people were like, I can only eat Barilla pasta. You can eat Cremat. You're fine.
Would you really be able to tell the difference in pasta?
No.
If it's absolutely fresh pasta, I
could
see.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's going to make a difference. But yeah. A packaged pasta? according to this article, in recent months, consumer resistance to higher prices has actually led large food companies to sharply slow the price increases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that grocery prices are going to go back down to what they were 2 or 3 years ago.
No, the prices are never going down.
Not all the way down, because they never do.
No.
Some items, including eggs, apples, and milk, prices are actually below their peak. But the milder increases in food prices should help further cool overall inflation. Down from a peak, and we need this reminder too, the peak of inflation was 9.1% in 2022.
Do you remember when they used eggs as the target, like the price of eggs?
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, that is how people got angry. They're like, you know the price of eggs? I'm like, I personally don't. If I need eggs, I buy eggs. Like, if they're too expensive, if they're 50 bucks a dozen, I'm not buying them. But
certainly for people who have families,
yeah,
and children, it's been very, very challenging.
And let's not forget too, like, so in that article it says that it was 19% above a normal rate of a rising rate. And I asked you the question, and if anyone here is an economics professor or into economics who can answer this, I want to know between the beginning of COVID or 4 years ago to now, how much of that 19% is normal price increase and that growth that we see every year, that toothpaste, it gets more expensive, or, you know, dishwashing detergent gets more expensive, versus what's left over, which is 100% corporations taking it out on us, knowing full well that we are going to shake our fists at Washington versus their warehouses. Company. Exactly.
Yes, that's a really, really good point. When high inflation persists, consumers often develop an inflationary psychology. Ever-rising prices lead people to accelerate their purchases before costs even go even higher, and that can help perpetuate inflation.
I mean, if that's the case, what did the run on grocery stores at the beginning of the pandemic do when you couldn't buy toilet paper?
Wipes, any kind of bacterial wipes, all of that stuff was just empty. A spokesman for Kraft Heinz, Alex Abraham, says its cost rose 3% in the last 3 months of last year. The company raised its own prices only 1%. We're doing everything possible to find efficiencies in our factories to offset and mitigate further price increases. I don't know. Maybe your CEO could take a smaller bonus. I know it's radical.
Jane, you fool.
I know. I'm such a communist. But maybe just instead of $12 million, couldn't you take $10?
I mean, heck.
If you budget.
I'd say this. You give my brand loyalty if the CEO said, I'm going to cut my pay by $2 million. And I'm not going to lower the prices to the consumer. I'm going to spread that amongst my employees. I'd be like, oh, okay. I like that. There you go. I'll buy your pasta sauce. I'm hungry, by the way.
That we're talking about food, yes.
Yeah. I mean, but let's not forget, we've talked about it before, and I feel like I'm kicking a broken record. That is the economy, though not maybe great for you personally, by the numbers, is going very, very well.
And going in the right direction.
The inflation has come down. We resisted and dodged a recession. And I know Biden non-fans don't want to hear this, but it is the case. This happened during this administration, and the proof is there, and there is nothing you can do to change those facts. Because why? The facts don't care about your feelings.
No, they don't. 855-75-CIVIC. If you ever want to call and or text, what are your consumer hacks? Are you buying cheaper brands? Are you buying off name brands? I am not particularly brand loyal. That doesn't really sway how I buy things. I've never been a label shopper. That stuff has never meant anything to me.
No, neither have I. I mean, like, it's nice if you get something fancy, like you, especially when you lose a tooth. I only expect Louis Vuitton.
Always.
Always.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening on WLAK Lake Air in Amory, Wisconsin, you can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC.
If you're in Amory.
You can always call and or text. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up in just a few minutes at 11:33, we're very excited. We're going to be joined in studio by Rich Barnhouse. He's the president of WCTC, and we're going to be talking about AI technology and how WCTC is really taking the forefront here in Wisconsin as far as AI technology goes, and what does that mean, and why is that good? And he will explain all of that coming up at 11:33. Then Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joining us at 11:50. Talk about the incredible summer day we had yesterday and then the Arctic blast that we are enduring now. It's so windy.
It looks so nice outside. What is it right now? It's, holy cow, it's 19 degrees.
Oh, boy. Not bad.
Holy crap, it's 17 degrees.
17 degrees. Just, bundle up. Make sure you bundle up your pets and stay safe today. I'm very excited about this. I'm an old person, and I really, really want to go to this show.
Yeah, I would.
Pink is coming back to Milwaukee. She's going to do a show October 23rd at Fiserv Forum, the Pink Live 2024 tour in Milwaukee, along with The Script and Kid Cutup, with whom I am not familiar. Okay, school me, boys.
I don't know either of those.
You don't know The Script?
I just like the fact you started with, I'm old, I want to see Pink. I don't know who these people are.
If you know who The Script or Kid Cutup are,
yeah,
clue us in, 855-75-CIVIC.
The people who know aren't listening. They're listening to the Civic Media Radio app.
They can call or text directly from the Civic Media app.
Exactly, they are.
If you want to chime in on this.
State-of-the-art people.
I have heard from people who have seen Pink in concert.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this until I watched that 60 Minutes interview with her, that she was a gymnast.
Yes.
And so she puts on this whole Cirque du Soleil show while she is singing. And she's way above the stage doing all of these acrobatics and high wire things. She's astonishing.
Singing full-throatedly while spinning around.
Upside down.
And I watched that same interview on 60 Minutes. She had someone standing on her stomach while she projected.
Oh.
So she can work her core while she's singing, spinning around. And she brings, it's a Cirque du Soleil-like Las Vegas act to each city. It is mind-blowing what she does. I want to see it live as well. But what I've seen on television, it's absolutely amazing. And she's so talented, so down to earth.
Yes.
Encouraging, the way she speaks about female empowerment and just empowerment in general, whether you're talking about the queer community, whether you're talking about just if you're in a bad place. She's just amazing.
She is. And truly an inspiration, I think, for a lot of people and certainly a lot of young women.
Absolutely.
And even when she first got into music, she was not what they wanted her to be.
No.
They wanted to make her the pretty girl, right? You know, if they could have made her into a rock and roll Taylor Swift, that's probably what they would have done.
I mean, I think they wanted her to be like a Britney Spears, because at the time there was the Britney Spears, Christina. It was all that. Like, she was part of a group, then that group didn't work out. Then they did a solo thing, and they were trying to push her as a little more like, a little rough around the edges.
Right.
But she is, and I don't want to say she's super rough around the edges, but she just does things her own way.
And she's extraordinarily talented.
Exactly. And
she writes her own music. She writes her own lyrics. You know, she, I have so much admiration for people like that.
We should see if we can get Pink on the show. How cool would that be?
I would fangirl all over myself.
That'd be amazing.
I would embarrass myself.
Yeah, I think that would be absolutely wonderful to watch.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. I haven't looked yet to see what the ticket prices are because it'll probably make me cry.
I mean, they're probably going to sell out too.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, that is going to be an amazing show to witness.
Pink Live 2024 tour coming to Milwaukee October 23rd with the script and Kid Cut Up, my favorite. Tickets go.
I love it. I love that person band thing.
That they're so good. He is. And his sister, I
with
understand
that single, her. With the song, and they sing.
And that song.
About love
that
and
song
or breaking
have.
Up.
That's a good song.
That's that song of theirs? It's quality tune.
It's quality. Tickets, again, going on sale if you want to see Pink when she comes to town in October. Sale starts Friday morning, 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. So go check that out and go get those tickets and... I think I'm going to try and go, but then I'm going to have to take the next day off.
That's fine.
Because it's going to be way past my bedtime.
Report back.
I could do a call.
I could see Pink doing a tour where she did shows at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
For the seniors?
For everybody. and I just looked it up. She actually, yes, she was here last year at AmFam Field in August.
Yeah, she was here like, not too long ago.
And she's coming back this year. I mean, absolutely amazing. We got... Yeah, let's see here. Andrew from Maine sent a text about Pink. Funniest story about Pink. A young lady at my work had tickets for Pink for a Pink concert. The day before the concert, she and I hung out. Might call it our first date. Ooh. Next day, she drives down to Boston for the concert, only to be told that she was a day late. I joke that she, who is now my wife, chose me over Pink even if she didn't realize
it. Oh, that's
it.
Really sweet.
Did you then, Andrew, take her to a Pink concert after that to say... to make up for it? I mean, really, the ball's in your court, Andrew.
Joe Yu says the script is a country band that exclusively plays Partridge Family covers.
I think you're kidding.
I think so, too. Kid Cut Up is a magic act that involves sawing toddlers in half. Okay, thanks, Joe.
Joe, you got us again!
All right. News is next, followed by an entertainment minute with the one and only Pete Schwabba. He does a great show.
Yeah.
From 7 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Have you been on it?
I have.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was on a couple of weeks ago. Nice. when he first got started. But he knows a lot of people in entertainment. He has a lot of great entertainment stories. He lived in Los Angeles, and he wrote scripts, and very, very accomplished man. So
he's in the band Script?
I believe so. We'll find out. When we come back, we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence at WCTC. Looking forward to this discussion. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian Brian Hicks and Christy Barlamin. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the budget-writing Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million for grants to clean up pollution in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. Wisconsin is coming off another day of record-high temperatures for this time of year. Yesterday's highs rose into the 70s, as far north as Wausau. Our current stretch of warm weather ensures most northern U.S. cities will end up with one of the warmest winter seasons on record. Meteorological winter is December, January, and February. Meteorologists blame the El Nino weather pattern and climate change. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Lakeview Hospital in Two Harbors has been named a top 100 critical access hospital in the country by Chartis Center for Rural Health. The Minnesota Department of Health says the designation will reduce the financial vulnerability of the hospital and improve access to health care to keep essential services in rural communities. Lakeview is now one of only 7 hospitals in Minnesota that has received the honor, among 78 other critical access hospitals in the state. There are nearly 1,400 across the country. Officials say there was a crash between a Duluth Transit Authority bus and another vehicle downtown on Monday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash happened around 10:45 a.m. at the intersection of North 4th Avenue East and East 3rd Street. The driver of the Transit Authority bus reportedly suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. There were no passengers on the bus at the time of the crash. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured and was released at the scene. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. After being asked if acting with his daughters is a good way to spend time with them, Adam Sandler says they still don't talk to him. The actor told Yahoo Entertainment at the premiere of his new film, Spaceman, that even though they've been in multiple films together, the girls sometimes don't even respond when he tries to talk to them on the set, attributing their behavior to their age, and not that they might have watched him in the film Jack and Jill. Kids are cute. Sony has decided to move up the release of Bad Boys 4 to June 7th. Collider.com reports that the move will pit the film against 2 other action films, The Crow and The Watcher, which will be released on the same date. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back again playing crime fighters Mike and Marcus. The film's action sequences are said to be impressive, but will probably not look as real as Will Smith's real-life award show action scenes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs will only climb to the teens, but with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our guest in studio with us. Some big, big things coming to WCTC. Rich Barnhouse is the president of WCTC. Thank you so much for coming in, Rich. Nice to see you. It's been a few months.
It has. Nice to be here. It's great to see y'all. I appreciate the opportunity with you today.
Well, let's talk AI.
Sure.
And WCTC's place in the expansion of AI programs in Wisconsin. So you're opening a new center, correct?
We are, yeah. And it really started academically. And so we were the first, one of the first in the state to offer AI overall, just generally speaking, in the past year. And as we're developing our academic programs, you know, for graduates and getting people out into to the workforce with AI, it became really apparent that we needed to take it a step further and to do something we realized that nobody else was doing. And that is opening up really the first of its kind in the country. We can't find something similar to what we're
doing. There's no model to base it off of.
There aren't. So what we're doing is we are taking AI and we're, as I've said in a few settings, we're putting the tire tread on artificial intelligence. So there are lots of Research One institutions across the country, you know, Cal Berkeley, the Research Triangle, et cetera, that are doing phenomenal things in artificial intelligence, but they're not yet applicable to, say, businesses in Southeast Wisconsin or in Waukesha. And so what we're doing is we're building the first of its kind applied AI lab where we're going to work with businesses to help them spin up new ideas, help them figure out what type of AI they need and what makes the best use case for them. And in addition to that, in this lab space that we're starting construction on in May, we're also going to bring in entrepreneurs. So the next Steve Jobs is probably an AI person.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Working in the garage.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of genius right here in the greater Milwaukee area, in Waukesha, Southeast Wisconsin. So we're going to work with those folks too. Bring them onto campus. We're going to surround them with unbelievable faculty as well as their students, grad students from some of the local universities as well. And we're also going to have partnerships with patent attorneys that specialize in artificial intelligence.
Oh, great.
As well as venture capitalists, lenders through banks, all of those types of things so that an entrepreneur can come in with a phenomenal idea for a company or a product in artificial intelligence, spin it up and build it on the campus, and then have these services around it to take off. And so in addition to that, we will also, in addition to educating businesses about how they can use AI, also working with a number of global businesses that reside in the greater Milwaukee area, Southeast Wisconsin, helping them develop new products for their current line or products that will help them internally. And so there's a variety of things that we'll be doing in the lab, and we can't find anything like it anywhere else. So we're, you know, making it up as we go along.
That's really exciting though.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful opportunity to kind of build this program from the ground up and taking best practice, you know, from what you can find for best practices and put that all together. If you're just joining us, Rich Barnhouse is our guest. He is the president of the Waukesha County Technical College. And we're talking about the new AI lab that's going to be opening up later in fall here in Wisconsin. Okay, Rich, I want you to hold my hand a little bit now.
happy to do so.
And because I am a worst case scenario person,
mm-hmm.
and when I hear AI, I think of robots are coming for us. So tell me all the good things and all the good ways that AI can be applied.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm a big Terminator fan. So I just get that out there.
So Rich is on board with the robots.
So yes, very true.
They're going to build Terminators.
If it means I get to stay alive, I will serve them. I don't care.
Yeah, right. Well, a couple things about that. I think there is reasonable consideration of, you know, to be concerned about some of the things that could come out of AI.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. Right. There are a lot of bad things that happen with the web as well, but we can't really live without it. AI, there are some of the same things with AI, which is you can make it do bad, bad things. And we can count on I think, with certainty that there will be bad actors across the planet that do bad, bad things with artificial intelligence.
Sure.
I will say the robots aren't coming yet. But what I say to, we get the question a lot, right? Like, should we even be dabbling in this thing? Because it's it's unbelievable. The answer is yes, because the bad guys right now are working with AI.
Anyway.
So China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, they are moving forward really quickly. And I think it's our responsibility to continue to lead in this country, the rest of the world. And so as the good guys, we need to be developing AI to do great things for our economy and industries, but also to help the rest of the world manage some of the bad things that are going
to
come out.
Well, to counter some of these bad actors, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, I'm sort of in the same camp as Jane, is like my knowledge of AI is very little, and I try not to focus on the negative because there can be negative with everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
But we can't just walk away from it.
Right.
Because it's here. It's here. It's really gonna be here to stay. It's only going to improve and advance. So we might as well put the young minds in there and have them doing good things with it. When did you when we saw the article, it just popped up on our radar. We're like, oh, okay. WCTC's is kicking butt.
Yeah.
What is the history of AI at the school, though? Yeah. Was it one day just someone said, we need to start teaching this? Or did you have this vision of not only are we going to just have a class and maybe an intro, we have a plan?
Yeah. It was kind of accidentally and kind of intentionally. So the intentionality of it was when I moved into this role as president a little over 3 years ago, I knew at some point we'd be having this conversation.
Sure.
I didn't think it would happen this quickly.
Yeah.
The accidental part is the first year, 18 months in the job, I probably visited 60, 70, maybe 80 different businesses, industries throughout all of Southeast Wisconsin. And whether they were saying, and this was 3 years ago, whether they were saying, we know what AI is and we need you guys to do it, or they were describing what they needed and what they were describing was artificial intelligence. That happened in almost every place I went.
How interesting.
Right? Whether it was simple, traditional, I shouldn't say simple, perhaps traditional manufacturing, or somebody who's running an accounting firm, or across the board, whether they knew it or not, they were asking for AI. And so then I came back to the college, got with the team and said, we need to start putting this together because this is what the businesses and the industry that we're responsible to serve are demanding. And we got to have the grads ready to go. And that's really where it started.
This just seems like it's a very positive thing. And I obviously higher education has always been about preparing people for the future. But I think this is so much more focused now in providing the skills and the tools needed to instantaneously go into the working world and start applying these things. It's just so, it's very practical.
It is. And I see a day where, and I don't mean in the future, but like in the next couple of years, it's likely that every single program we offer has an AI course
element
embedded in it in some way, shape, or form.
I mean, nowadays you just, if you have a small business, you have to know the internet. You have to have a website. You have to be... There's just things that are ubiquitous now that you have to be somewhat familiar with. Or like if I own a company and you are AI expert, hire you to do that for me.
Right.
It just becomes part of the fabric of this, of our businesses here. So I am an MATC grad. I'm going to take this moment to, I always like whenever we have someone, from trades or vocation or tech schools, talk about the beauty of tech schools and the fact that, you know, we live in a very 4-year college
mindset.
And what we're seeing now more and more is that, those are great. I have a 4-year degree as well, but that might not be your road. That might not be the path. Talk about like the uniqueness of Waukesha County Technical College and its important contributions.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for the question. You know, things have shifted so quickly. And when I was, you know, coming out of high school 30 years ago as well, it was just four-year. So I didn't really think about anything else. But what business industry are asking for now are a very specific set of skills in any industry, right? They're looking for something very, very specific. And so we're responsible in the tech college system across the state to provide the best educated workforce, best trained workforce in the world, right? That's where we set the bar, is the best trained workforce in the world. And, you know, we've got great and wonderful four-year partners. I've spent most of my life in higher education.
Right.
But what the tech college system is doing now is really matching almost one for one what a business needs, what an industry needs, and making sure that our grads, when they come out, are ready to go right away. And that really props up the entire economy of Wisconsin. And we're really the only system like this, because we also do the liberal arts, right, all the way through business, culinary, all of the health programs, all the way to diesel tech, right?
Oh, cool.
So there really isn't a part of the industry the economy that we don't touch. And so we're getting more and more students coming directly out of high school. So when I started a little over three years ago, the average age at WCTC was about 27.
Oh, coming to it late then.
Right. Now it's down to about 23.
Yeah.
So the age of the student coming in has really gotten lower. Students are coming directly out of high school because they can see a path to a long-term career. And the other thing about manufacturing and industrial application is that it is so different. You're working with, no matter what you're doing, you're working with computers, you're working with very highly technical machines.
Yes.
And it's a very, very different environment. So, you know, when you think about it, the easiest way to explain this is auto tech, right? You would think you'd walk down into an auto tech lab and you would see simply cars and people working with wrenches. Mm-hmm. And that's what you would expect to see.
Right.
If you walk down at WCTC's campus in our auto lab, you are going to see cars hooked up to giant 50-inch screens, and the students are looking at the algorithms coming out of the cars, and they're diagnosing and fixing computers. And so about 20% of our grads out of auto tech never touch a car again, because they get picked up by software companies,
interesting,
by other industries that need mm-hmm. people who understand practical application, can work with computers, understand artificial intelligence and automation. And so our auto tech grads are highly sought after because they've got this unique skill set.
We just have about a minute left. Yeah. Rich, where can people find out more? If they have a son, a daughter, a cousin, somebody, where can they find out more about these programs?
Yeah. So I hate to sound like everybody else, but the best thing to do is go to our website, wctc.edu. That will list everything about artificial intelligence and the over 100 programs we have across the board. And so there really isn't a field that you can't start with us. So if you're interested, check us out and we'll give you the best education you'll ever have.
Rich Barnhouse is the president of the Waukesha County Technical College. Thank you so very much
for
coming in, Rich.
Thank you, sir.
And hopefully the next time you're here, we will talk about the female Terminator that we have built at WCTC.
Or the great time you had at the Pink concert.
That too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can let me know if she's a hologram or if she's real.
Right? Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rich. Stay with us. We're talking weather with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot when we return. This is Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The problem's plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Kelsey on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. She joins us now every Wednesday at this time for a little Wednesday weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. Good morning, lady. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Well, let's talk about the end of fall spring.
Fall spring winter.
Okay. Fall spring winter. So we hit records. We set records yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, you sure did. My goodness. 74 degrees in Milwaukee, 77 degrees into Kenosha, just shattering those records.
In all of eternity, this has never happened. Or at least as long as they've been keeping records.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, as long as I've been forecasting, that's for sure. I have never had such extreme temperatures with tornado threats mixed in there and then heavy snow behind it with these cold temperatures in 12 hours.
Yeah, I stood outside. I told Greg earlier in the show that I stood outside from like 8 to 8:20 last night just watching the light show because the lightning display was unbelievable.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. I was watching live streams of chasers in Illinois because those storms were headed for my hometown. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Stop.
Were you like, oh no, my hometown, or oh no, I wish I was chasing them?
I mean, there are some X's in there that I was like, I kind of hope that. No.
Donna Gibson, you can hit her house. I don't care.
Get the house on First Avenue. It'll be fine. Now we're in the deep freeze. So we had all this weather move through, followed by this huge cold front. So how long is this going to be with us?
Isn't this crazy? Not very long. I mean, we took a 50 degree temperature hit for highs. That's how much different it was. Yeah. I mean, early this morning, some of us were feeling about 80 degrees difference from stepping outside in the afternoon to stepping outside this morning.
It's whiplash weather.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not going to be here for very long. I mean, today we're feeling with those winds still a little feisty out there. I mean, they're still gusting up to 40 miles per hour into Sheboygan. It just clocked right now. So wind chills are anywhere in the single digits from above to below zero at the moment. And we'll finally drop to the single digits and teens tonight. And that means tomorrow morning it'll be a little crisp, but we bump up to the 40s by the afternoon.
Yesterday when I got out of the house, it was that feeling of that warm wind of spring. It was like 45, 48 degrees. And when I woke up this morning and walked out of the house, it was that hard winter wind blowing. Just like, oh, here we are.
Yeah, it's a smack back to reality. Oh.
It really is, unfortunately. Gosh, I had the patio window open, the door open, the windows open yesterday. And now the heater is on, the space heater.
We have a space heater running too. There were people in sandals yesterday and on their bicycles, and everybody was out all over the place. And today, it's going to be a slightly different story. But if we're back into the 40s later tomorrow, that's not so bad.
No.
No, it's not bad at all. And then by Friday, 50s. Saturday, 60s.
Really?
Sunday, maybe some 70s.
Yeah.
So, we're right back on the roller coaster ride up.
Well, and now we have to worry about wildfires.
Yes, we do. Because it's just so dry. We haven't had a lot of snow, rain, or drought conditions are pretty bad. In fact, we're in a severe drought into Southwest Wisconsin and portions of Northern Wisconsin as well already.
Well, and this is, it's just worth a reminder, my friends, as it does get nicer and people are going to be out in the woods and doing things outside, and don't have any fires. Just don't.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And I'm pretty sure that there are fire warnings right now.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the States, because think about what happened last year with the wildfires in Canada.
And they said that's what we're going to have to be used to now.
Right. With the smoke that we had, which in all of my lifetime, and I'm 64, has never happened before. So just be careful if you're going to be out and about, and fellow smokers, put it in an ashtray or put it out on your shoe and put it in your pocket.
Yes. Thank you. You don't want to be the reason for that.
Right? No one wants to be responsible for that. Anything else coming up in the next couple of weeks as far as big weather systems or big storm systems, Brittany?
You know what? To be honest with you, yes. We have some active pattern as we go into the first 2 weeks of March. So, in fact, by early next week, we have a chance of a storm hitting us. And then again, by next weekend, and it just continues there. So some relief in the precipitation is headed our way.
Good.
Those temperatures, I think there's going to be a continued little roller coaster here.
So we're going to have a little more ups and downs with 70 to 40 to 70 to 30. It's spring in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think so.
It's spring in Wisconsin.
It's spring. It's spring. Enjoy that 2 weeks.
It's a beautiful 2 weeks. Yeah. You can never get enough of it. Brittany Merlot is the meteorologist for Civic Media, and she joins us every Wednesday at this time. Thank you so very much, Brittany. Stay warm. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a good week.
You as well. A little news that we wanted to get to before we head out of here. And thank you to Dave, who gave us the heads up on this on the text line. Majority Speaker Mitch McConnell stepping down as the Senate Republican leader in November after two decades in that spot. McConnell turns 82 years old. He turned 82 last week. And I'm sorry, but this kind of makes me laugh. He said, one of the things it's important to know is when it's time to move on. You're not moving on. He's not leaving the Senate. He's just stepping down from the leadership role.
Yeah, Mitch, you should have moved on years ago.
He should have.
I mean, people talk about both presidential candidates being old, and they are older. They are old. The amount of people who are like 65, 70 and older who are in the Senate and the Congress, it's crazy pants. Just move on.
Go spend all your millions.
And millions and millions.
He's been there long enough. I'm sure he's probably saved a little cash.
Oh.
Just a little bit. But anyway, that is some of the breaking news from this morning. Mitch McConnell announcing and expected to announce today from the well of the Senate that he will be stepping down as Senate Majority Leader in the Senate. But he's going to stay there. And he plans to serve out the rest of his term, which ends in January of 2027.
Yep. Yeah, he just got reelected, people.
He's not going anywhere.
Awesome.
Stay with us. We have news on the way next, followed by the one and only Todd Alba, and then the inaugural week for Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show across the network from 2 to 4 p.m. Stay here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. Wednesday noon till 2 with the return of Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, who will review the Michigan primary and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More fallout after Alabama Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children. Families and providers today